That is July Talk in the zone at 91.3 with Push and Pull. Before them, Trip Switch by Nothing But Thieves. My name is John Williams. It's just about to go 10 past one. Thank you for being in the midday zone. And I've got some special guests. Now, if you were listening a few weekends ago, I was at a car wash down at CarStar Pre-Tech Collision. And we were doing that on that Saturday afternoon to raise as much money as possible to help towards cystic fibrosis. And we had a little helper there who did a mildly dodgy English accent. How's that accent still? He's giving me the eyes. What was that? I can see you. Yeah. But the thing is, we're on the radio now, so we've got to use our words, Carter. Give me that English accent again, young man.
Hi. My name's Carter, but really, this is my real voice.
Oh, yeah, okay. And we've got Mum Heather, you're in here as well.
Hi, everyone.
And Dave, you're here, Father Dave. Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on, Dave. Say that again.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here.
Right, so, Carter, I know that you thoroughly enjoy sassing me, but we're going to talk about some things and put you on a pedestal here and showcase. Yeah, that's right. I think you're a pretty incredible young man. So are we going to have a conversation and tell Zoners about what cystic fibrosis means to you? Can you talk about the last few years of your life and how this has changed, how you go about day by day?
Well, most of the time I have a schedule of every morning I have to wake up, take a few pills, do this stuff called therapy, which takes a while. So it takes up most of my day just doing the stuff I need to do to make sure I'm healthy and I can do what I want to when I can. So.
And what sort of therapy things do you do?
Well, there's this thing called a compressor, which I have to hook up. I have to put in my mouth, so I have to breathe in this liquid into my lungs. So I,
So in the morning, there is a therapy called a hypercell, which is a salt water therapy that Carter breathes in the morning. He has to do that 3 times a day. This is just sort of the maintenance piece of the day.
Yeah.
This is when things are going pretty well. And then he does another therapy later in the day that it's almost to keep the mucus thinned out in his lungs, because that's the problem with cystic fibrosis, is the sodium chloride pump in their body is malfunctioning, so they become extra sticky throughout their body.
Right.
And they build up extra mucus in their lungs.
And so, Dave, you were explaining with Heather when we were at the car wash sort of how this came to be in the first place. When did you learn, and how did you know of there being a chance that your son would have cystic fibrosis ahead of time, or how did this affect you guys as parents and as starting a family?
Yeah, well, for us it was quite a surprise. I mean, we had no history of cystic fibrosis in our family, and actually had no inkling. All we knew is we had a very sick child for the first 3 years of Carter's life, and with it being such a rare disease, not a lot of doctors put the pieces together. It wasn't really until just shy of his third birthday that actually my mother, who had a history in the medical profession, said, "What about cystic fibrosis? Just go ask your doctor." And fortunately enough, our family doctor at the time, we had moved to Souk, had a history of working in a cystic fibrosis clinic, and then put us through the testing, and he was diagnosed. But it's a genetic disease. Both parents have to be a carrier. Both Heather and I, unbeknownst to us, were carriers of the Delta F508 genetic defect. And that results in usually a 50% chance of being a carrier and then a 25% chance of your child actually having cystic fibrosis. And while we're very fortunate and thankful to have Carter, unfortunately, that's what we did pass on to him and are dealing with now.
And so, Carter, in amongst all these therapies and these activities and these sessions with the doctors and stuff, what else do you build into your day? How does a regular day look to you in amongst all of this other stuff?
Well, mostly I do some basketball. I watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Lots of YouTube.
A lot of YouTube, I bet.
Yeah, I go to school.
Where do you go to school?
Journey Middle School, Souk.
Oh, yeah. You got any friends listening right now you want to say hello to or not?
They're probably at school.
Yeah, that's a good point. How did you get here again? You get special permission to get off? I never asked that.
No one needs to know.
No, exactly. Okay, John.
Shh. Okay, well, we're on the flipping radio, guys. Well, so, Carter, you've got your Toronto Raptors hat on.
Yep, go Raptors.
He's giving me the face. I know, but what do you think could be the turning point in that series? against that LeBron fella, right?
They call him the king, but I think the Raptors can beat them. We need Kyle Lowry, DeRozan to play really well. Valanciunas is back in. We need him to play his best.
He's huge, man. He's a massive guy, isn't he?
Biombo on the rebounds, the boards. We need him.
Yeah.
Carroll, we need him to play really well. All around good effort.
Are you looking at what your mum's saying to me? What were you saying, Heather?
I'm like, I love this kid because Dave and I, when we were younger, we were ballers. And like we passed on a few genetic defects, we passed on the love of basketball.
Yeah, a lot of passion too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for all coming in and talking about your experience with cystic fibrosis. But there is also a walk. I mean, we were doing at CarStar Pre-Tech Collision a few weeks ago. We raised over $4,500. Did you know that, Carter?
No, I did not
right?
know that.
Well, because you and I were counting. We had 63 cars through in 3 hours, and Zona's donated over $4,000.
Thank you,
Unreal.
Tina. Thank you, Stan.
So we're now going to go on to tell me about this walk, right, to raise more awareness and money for it.
Sure. Actually, the last Sunday of every weekend in May, and May is Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, the last Sunday traditionally has been a national walk to raise awareness and funds for a possible cure and treatment for those people with cystic fibrosis. So we've been very fortunate. Victoria has been, and the greater Victoria area has been, a great supporter of our cause. This Sunday, May 29th, 2016, is our annual walk for cystic fibrosis. And this year, we're really pleased that CarStar is our national sponsor. So it's the CarStar walk to make cystic fibrosis history. This year, it's happening at the Esquimalt Gorge Park. You can find more information at cysticfibrosis.ca, but the registration opens at 10, followed by the walk through that beautiful park at 11. And after that will be prizes and a barbecue for people. So we're really hoping that people can come out and show their support to local families. So they do know the fundraising doesn't just support national research towards a cure or control for cystic fibrosis, but it actually funds local clinics here at Vic General and Royal Jubilee. So for us, that's been life-changing, as we don't have to travel to BC Children's. We can actually get professional service and care for Carter right here in Victoria. So every dollar counts. So if you can come out, we'd love to see you here, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful day.
Fantastic. That is the Strange Family. We've had Dave, Heather, and young Carter. And Carter, just can you introduce the next song for me in your dodgy English accent again?
Hi, the next song...
No, I haven't told you what the song is yet, have I?
Well,
you're on the other side of the room from me, aren't you? You don't know what I'm going to play.
I'm going to pick something and you're going to
get back in front of the microphone if we're going to argue. I want people to hear us
arguing.
Okay,
I'm on the microphone.
Right. Okay, I'm going to hand you a piece of paper. I'm going to circle what the song is. You're going to introduce this song in your worst English accent.
Worst.
The band is on the left side. The song is on the right.
Okay.
Right.
Right side. The Rubens, Hoop.